When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
It's the end of the show. Good theme song, me.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. I've got a couple podcasts and shows, nerd talk and whatever, plus the full 90 Extra Time podcast. I'm ready to make some silly jokes. I'm here for it. I saw someone telling me what not to think about some band. I can't even remember what the instruction was, but it like piqued my interest enough that I went and listened to them. So currently, I've been listening to this group called Crumb, and they sound kind of psychedelic. I think that was probably it. We're not just some psychedelic band. Well, they sound like it, and I love it, and I think you should check it out too if that sounds like something you'd be interested in. I imagine people who enjoy Tame Impala could find themselves listening to Crumb. Crumb bum. All right, there you go. Let's see what's going on. Should we try that again? All right, so in Seattle, this is so crazy. Today at the Moore Theater, I just got done reading and writing about this. I've got a blog. I'll post it on all the social media from the end of myself. But I got a blog. It's called Price... No, it's not called that. It's about the Price is Right live show that's happening tonight at the Moore Theater. Now, it's one of those things that like I found out about it the day of because I don't keep myself informed enough, apparently. And I want to go to that. I can't get like it all organized and everything. And plus, I'm sure it's sold out because it sounds awesome. And tours, they've been doing it for like 10 or 15 years. It's not like the Drew Carey version. They're not recording the television show. They take it on the road and then they fill up theaters and then people get up on stage and participate in all their trademarked games. So you could like hop up there and what's the yodeling one, the mountain climber one, and then like the with the big spinning wheel, Plinko, that type of stuff. They bring all that stuff out there and you can compete. I guess it's probably Showcase Showdown and stuff. It's what I'm doing right now is describing what the Price is Right is and then saying that it's live. Going to save myself a lot of time there. But the sound effects, that's where I'm at. Anyway, the Price is Right live. I assumed you had to have a ticket to get into that thing. No. You can show up 3 hours before showtime, fill out your name and info, make sure you're eligible and 18 plus and all that crap. You fill out the card, and then they randomly, right before the show starts, select a bunch of people to be customers? Contestants? Contestants! They select a bunch of people to be contestants on that night's show, so that means you have a chance, without having to, like, go to L.A., you have a chance to be on The Price is Right. Now, I don't know who's hosting it, but I do have one bit of speculation. Drew Carey does not host it. However, Seattle Sounders FC tonight are playing in Tacoma in the U.S. Open Cup. And so, say old Drew Carey wanted to come and check out on the team or whatever. Well, I guess they're at the exact same time, so that probably wouldn't work. Drew Carey, the current host of The Price is Right television show, is a part owner in Seattle Sounders FC. So sometimes he's here. One time I was like, hi, Drew. And he stopped and went, hey, how's it going? And it was like the most normal interaction I've had with a person. But then we didn't have anything to talk about. Cool story, bro. Anyway, you can get down there at 5 o'clock tonight, fill out the thing, and perhaps you could be a contestant on The Price is Right Live. I think it's awesome. You need more details. Of course, you can go to 107.7theend.com. Yeah. hey, a bit of good news for the Showbox, after like a ton of speculation that the thing is going to be replaced by, I'm sure, apartments or condos or something. Some good news for once.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Good news for the Showbox. They've got another 6 months of safety after Seattle City Council voted to protect the 80-year-old venue. Nice! You see, the Department of Neighborhoods didn't have the funds to complete a study on time about the inclusion of the Showbox as a historic venue, and they need more time. Sounds like it could be long enough to get a force field generator built.
That is correct.
Yeah, he'd know a thing or two about that. Someone hacked Radiohead, stealing something like 18 hours of demos and early versions of songs from OK Computer. It's kind of like their biggest album. Instead of paying the hefty $150,000 in ransom, the band released all the recordings on Bandcamp, where you can pay about $25 to snag them all, with money being donated to an awesome cause. It's good to hear that Radiohead don't negotiate with terrorists.
You just got news.
Cool. That charity for Radiohead's OK Computer sessions that are being released, £18. It's about $27, I think, on Bandcamp. You have 18 days to download it, and the proceeds go to Extinction Rebellion, the nonviolent climate activist group. There you go. So you want to help out? That's cool. I love how he says, the official statement from the band, it says, just for the next 18 days, so for £18, you can find out if we should have paid that ransom. That's, I have a storied relationship with Radiohead. I never cared for them because I thought it was a bit pretentious when I was young, being a bit pretentious. And then OK Computer is like a great album that I found later on after I discovered that I loved In Rainbows. For hashtag Pride Month. Anyway, good for you, Radiohead. Way to not negotiate with the terrorists, as I said before. Something else that came out that I'm blown away by that I didn't take time to appreciate when it happened, that new Final Fantasy VII remake, my favorite game probably of all time, but certainly that I can remember from, like, I don't know, when I was in college or something like that, was Final Fantasy VII. My roommate JB and I played it forever. Love that. Love that game. It's so fun, and it's like the storytelling is so great, and the graphics are so awesomely bad, and that sword that Cloud carries is so dope. Great characters and everything. Well, they went and remade it, and I gotta say, I was hella skeptical, and now I want in. Problem is, I don't have 70 hours to build up all the materia to try and defeat Sephiroth in the end, but mainly because my wife hates video games, and so to get 70 hours worth of play would be tough. And I'm busy raising Space Baby, but if you have not yet, make sure you check out the gameplay and trailer and all the footage that they released for it, because it looks so badass. I love that Blockbuster Video has become kind of a signal of the 90s now. A symbol of the 90s now. It's fantastic to think back to a time when you actually had to go and, like, choose stuff, and if you chose wrong, you were stuck with, like, a crap movie. Or, like, if you got there late on a Friday, they were already all gone or whatever. Now with Netflix, you get 10 minutes in, you're like, nah, hate this, moving on. How do people get paid from that? Anyway, people are revisiting that era of blockbusterness, and here's your chance to prove how, if you've reached peak 90s coolness ever.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Though once thought to be extinct, Blockbuster Video is back. As a force ghost like Ben Kenobi?
You will go to the Dagobah system.
Why? Is there a Blockbuster there? What? No. Blockbuster Video, the board game, has landed, and it's peak 90s pop culture. It's cool. Remember when you had to go somewhere to rent a movie to keep yourself busy on a Saturday night?
I remember.
Yeah. Now you can relive those days in a two-part game. Quiz show meets charades. Unless all the questions are about Terminator 2, I'm going to be pretty useless.
Affirmative.
Stay up late tonight and grab some binoculars or a telescope, but the binoculars will work, and take a long, loving gaze at the king of the planets, Jupiter, visible in the night sky. With enough patience, you'll even spot as many as 4 of its 79 moons. Holy cow. Jupiter is currently at its brightest right now, but you'll have to wait until nightfall to see it, and you can look at it all this week, probably for the rest of the month, too. You just look to the southeastern skies, like if you're in Seattle, you'd be looking towards Mount Rainier, to find it from dusk until dawn. A stargazing app like Skyview will help you find it and other awesome stuff before you bust out the looking glass. Very cool. And finally, a fully preserved 40,000-year-old wolf head was discovered in the frozen permafrost of Siberia. It's got tissue and fur and everything. You know what it doesn't have is a body. So two questions. Where's the rest of the wolf? And who wants to go full Jurassic Park on this head and clone it back to life? Probably a terrible idea. I'm sure it smells so bad.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
If you're listening in time before noon, that means you still have a chance to watch the U.S. Women's National... Women's national team play in the World Cup today. Their first match in the Women's World Cup is today at noon Seattle time against Thailand, a team that they are expected to decimate. They're the reigning champs from 15. Not Thailand, the U.S. Women's national team. Okay, settle down. They're playing for their first matchup in group play today at noon. It's in France, so they're all, it's probably their prime time, nighttime game, plus 8 p.m. Yeah, that makes sense. So at noon today, you can watch them, and if it's past noon, well then, you blew it!
End of the show.
Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.